Good evening. This is Rob Robinson, and I am chairing the Pacific and National Board's Programming Committee, and I'd like to call tonight's meeting to order. Let me remind everyone that's on the call that if you have background noise where you are, if you will punch #1, that will mute you so that everyone else on the call doesn't hear the background noise. Okay, I'm going to begin by calling the roll. Bonnie Simmons. Diane Enriquez. Soraya Sayati.
Yes.
Those are the KPFA members from KPFK. Margaret Prescott. Sherna Glock.
Yes.
Ian Johnston.
Yeah, I'm on.
Okay.
Whoever that is, you have to come back into the call and do something about that phone.
I don't know who it is. Somebody else. It's not me.
Sure.
Well, I'll mute my phone after roll call.
Okay, that's fine. From WBAI, Lisa Davis, Kathy Davis, Jennifer Jaeger.
You were first.
From KPFT, George Ryder.
Here.
Stacy Davis.
Yo.
Wesley Bethune. Wesley, you there? Wesley was on the call. Is he still there? Hello?
He was.
Wesley, are you still there? Well, we'll have to pick him up. Rob Robinson, present from WPFW. Michelle Smith Robinson.
Here.
Dan Logan. Dan? Dan? Dan Logan? Okay. Dan, was that you that I heard or someone else?
No, that was Ian in L.A. I just wondering if maybe people are trapped in mute or something.
That probably is the case.
How do you
Dan,
get out of mute?
In order to get out of mute, you push #1 that will also put you in mute. It's a toggle.
Okay.
#1.
Dan is here.
Okay, Dan. Lori Taguma. And Nathan Moore.
I'm here.
Okay. So, hello? Wesley, are you there? Did you?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I can hear you now. Okay. We now have a quorum. We have 9 members, not including Nathan Moore, the network programming coordinator. The business for tonight's meeting is to review a series of resolutions which were proposed at the last meeting on the 29th of August, and we've had significant rewrites. To those resolutions, basically to clarify and simplify them.
Lori?
Oh, hi, Lori Taguma. Okay, Lori Taguma from our affiliate WOJB in Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
We've just called the roll. So the purpose of tonight's business is to review the resolutions, which have had some redrafting, rewrites. They really haven't been extended. But George Ryder from Houston and Dan Logan from D.C. And Sherna Gluck have done significant work in making these clearer and simpler. The way I would like to proceed is I would like to begin reading each paragraph. However, the only thing I would like to ask the body to vote on at this time is the actual resolutions, which are designed to identify specific concrete actions that we're asking management to take to implement the programming policy. And my sense is that the preamble language that we have in paragraphs 1 and 2 that are numbered in the document that I sent you really don't require us to vote on them because they're fundamentally expressions of principles that the committee is espousing. Is there any objection to moving in that way?
No objection.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay. Now there is one wrinkle. Nathan Moore submitted some clarifications that he feels will help strengthen the role of the network programming coordinator in implementing the policy and in serving as an intermediary between the programming committee and the PNB and management. And what I'd like to ask Nathan to do is to, when we get to the end of each paragraph, to give us the changes that you have proposed so that we can type them onto this version and vote on them that way. Would that be acceptable, Nathan?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I'm going to begin now with the first preamble paragraph, and it reads as follows. Pacifica must increase its audience dramatically so that stations can survive, maintain quality programming, and not be vulnerable to fluctuations in pledge revenue, recessions, and unforeseen events. Therefore, our programming must be mission-driven and have impact, and our stations must strive for audiences worthy of full power, major market, and prime-time exposure. The programming committee emphasizes that mission fulfillment should be as significant as audience and revenue generation in determining what gets and stays on local station airwaves. Clearly, local stations need to balance their allocation of programming between the airwaves, the internet, and HD sidebands. That's the first paragraph, the first preamble.
Keep going.
I'm now going to go to the second one. The programming committee supports
so
the
principle. Are we?
No, we're not voting until we get to the resolutions, Wes. Did you have a question?
No, this is Dan.
Oh, Dan. Did you want you were the drafter of this? Is there something you wanted to explain?
Well, I think you wrote the last sentence of it, and I wonder if it's clear to people.
Who just came on?
Sorry, my cell phone dropped me out, and I hope it doesn't
we'll
keep doing that.
Okay.
But I'll let you know if I.
Well, yeah, the last sentence in that, basically, this is kind of a companion principle to the companion. Well, it says that mission fulfillment, in other words, whether or not programs are designed to fulfill the mission.
I wasn't concerned about that. The last sentence about
HD
airwaves, the internet, and HD sidebands.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose for that is as follows. You know, one of the problems that we have right now with the local stations is the program schedules have been static, and it's a very political process to change anything on the program schedules. However, the internet and soon HD sidebands that won't necessarily simply be available through the HD program that CPB is offering, but through new technology that will be available, you know, basically if you buy a new transmitter, you may have access to HD sidebands that you don't now. So what we're basically saying here is that as the future of radio will permit more programming to be put on these different platforms, local stations should take a look at how they use their airwaves versus their internet broadcasting capacity versus things like sidebands, because it gives them the capacity to put more programming on.
I understand that, but I wonder if everybody else understands that from the way it's written.
Well, does anyone have a problem?
No.
No, I don't have a problem.
All right, let's go to the second preamble. And it reads as follows. The programming committee supports the principle that local station program schedules must include national programming and broadcasts in addition
Jennifer
to local...
Jennifer Jaeger.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. Sorry I'm late.
That's okay. We're glad to have you. Jennifer Jaeger is here from WBAI.
Hello.
The second paragraph reads, the programming committee supports the principle that local station program schedules must include national programming and broadcasts in addition to local programming to sustain growing broad-based audiences. However, network access to local station airwaves is key to any network recovery plan. so we feel the terms of such a policy would best be negotiated by Pacifica's next executive director with local station managers and submitted to the PNB for approval, so that the executive director will have the capacity to impact the long-term health of the local stations. What this paragraph is emphasizing is that a healthy station program schedule will include network broadcasts and network programs that, such as Democracy Now, that have the capacity to reach larger audiences, as well as the local station programming that they have now, and possibly also programs that come from the affiliates or commissioned elsewhere. But since this has been a very, very controversial subject in the network, and the local stations are now struggling with four consecutive years of audience erosion, we're suggesting that this is something which the incoming executive director should negotiate with the local station managers, so there is a clear understanding between them about how this process is going to work. But it will also give the incoming executive director flexibility in using programming as a tool to help create larger audiences, which have in turn the capacity to generate larger revenues. And right now we're struggling with the problem of shrinking revenues that are caused by shrinking audiences. So that's the sense of that particular paragraph. Is there any discussion?
I thought we were just going to, look, it's 5 to 6 already. We're not going to get through the resolutions unless we get into the resolutions.
Okay. Well, the resolutions begin right now. So the language continues, in order to further these aims, we propose the following resolutions. Resolved, the development of national programming in concert with the local GMs shall be part of the job description of the ED. The ED will be authorized to pursue foundation and grant funding as a significant revenue source capable of developing local and national programming and production assets. Okay? The second paragraph of that reads, in order to develop new audiences, create wider exposure for local station programming, Pacifica Radio Archives and affiliates programs, and encourage audiences beyond local station signal areas to explore local station programming, Pacifica shall use the internet and digital platforms in conjunction with innovative licensing technologies to distribute its program content to worldwide audiences. The network programming coordinator should be responsible for implementing this with the cooperation of general managers, program directors, and programmers.
I have just a few minor things, Rob.
Yeah, why don't you hit me with them right now?
Sure. In the first paragraph of that resolved, after GMs, I also have and the national programming coordinator, or network programming coordinator, rather.
Okay.
Explicitly list the role there. And In the second paragraph, Pacifica shall use internet and digital platforms, I put develop. I think it just sort of conveys the sense more, plus the fact that we have a lot of developing to do.
Okay.
And then in the almost last line, the network programming coordinator shall be responsible instead of should. I think it just, is clearer.
That's fine. Thank you. That's good. Yes?
Rob, how shall we now discuss that first resolution, the changes Nathan made and vote on? Does everyone have this in front of them, I hope?
I don't have it in front of me, but I looked at it earlier.
Yeah, I don't either, but Rob read it to me.
Okay.
I don't have internet access where I am now.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, Nathan basically simply emphasizes the role of the network programming coordinator here. I don't think anything that he's added changes the sense of the resolutions.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I move to adopt the first resolution.
I second.
Okay, are there any objections to us adopting this first resolution? If not, if there are no objections, the resolution is adopted by acclamation. Okay, second resolution reads as follows. GMs at all stations will be responsible for developing quantifiable program goals as part of an overall national strategy for growth designed specifically to reach more listeners who are not currently listening, convert more listeners to members, and reach out to non-renewing and inactive members. In order to achieve such goals, including those requiring changes in programming, all stations will develop objective measures to assess mission fulfillment, review program schedules, and evaluate individual programs. Public concerns and needs of non-listeners, listeners, and members shall be consulted, assessed, and documented. Local stations are encouraged to allocate budgetary and staffing resources to improve the production of existing programs in order to reach larger, more diverse audiences and develop new programming capable of reaching new listeners with new voices. Plans for reaching the agreed-upon goals should include, but are not limited to, increasing stations' presence during and coverage of local events, cross-promoting programs with other local nonprofit media, taking advantage of grants available from community foundations, governmental entities, and private foundations, working with nonprofit organizations to enhance and promote their local programming, and encouraging programmers to place articles about their programming in free media, including the Internet. These goals and measures, together with plans for reaching the goals, will be submitted in writing to the Programming Committee by the GMs no later than December 31, 2008, and presented to the PNB at its January 2009 meeting. That is the resolution.
Nathan has some changes.
Yeah, a few. Again, relatively minor, but in the first paragraph, this is more of a clarity thing to me, just reading it. The reference to an overall national strategy for growth is, in my reading, the first reference to a national strategy. So I actually was, or when I emailed you a couple hours ago, I recommended snipping out the national strategy part and just saying GMs at all stations will be responsible for developing quantifiable program growth goals designed specifically to blah, blah, blah. Not that I don't think we need a national strategy, but either we sort of mention it and say what it's going to be, or we drop it. You know, that's one thing, and it's totally minor. I don't really care either way. I just, for clarity's sake, sort of thing is then in the second main paragraph there of the resolved. Review program schedules and evaluate individual programs. After that, I put these review/evaluation processes will be developed in consultation with a national programming or network programming coordinator. Public concerns and needs of non-listeners, listeners, et cetera, et cetera. I think I've got a lot of information that would be very useful so that stations can learn from best practices that are out there. Also, public concerns and needs of non-listeners, listeners, and members shall be, I put, rather than consulted and documented, I think clearer is included in these review and evaluation processes.
Wait a minute, Nathan, because I'm trying to paste these into the meeting notes, so I'm...
Of course.
Okay, got it?
Rob,
wait a minute. The sentence that you proposed before that, could you read that again?
Yes. It is after the sort of long first sentence of that paragraph.
Yep.
The sentence to insert is, these review/evaluation processes will be developed in consultation with the network programming coordinator.
In conjunction with developing with the national network programming coordinator,
these review and evaluation processes.
Yeah, shall be developed in what? In conjunction.
I put consultation. Whatever.
Yeah, conjunction. So.
Do you mean the processes themselves, that they should be like an overall process that's used in all the stations? Is that what you're talking about? Or the reviews themselves? You know what I mean? The process or the reviews?
I'm talking about the review process. So you know, how are you going to review your grid? On what basis are you going to review your program schedules? Well, I've got a lot of information about how listenership flow works, how program flow works, how, you know, how listenership data should be interpreted and read. How are you going to evaluate your individual programs? On what basis are you going to evaluate the shows that are on at 3 o'clock or 7 o'clock or whatever? I've got a lot of information about program evaluation tools that are out there and that have been in use
right.
at various stations. So that's what I'm talking about, is the actual process. Of course,
right.
that can also help with, you know, consultations
okay.
and the actual review, too. But
would it help to say processes and procedures? Would that make it a little bit more, a little bit clearer?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's fine by me. I'm just trying to sort of, you know, emphasize that, you know, we ought to treat this like a network function.
So we had processes and procedures.
Rob?
Yes, sir.
This is Ian. I was thinking, when I was hearing the language we had there, I was kind of thinking about the community advisory boards and the community needs assessments. When I was thinking about, you know, non-listeners, for instance.
Yes.
You know, it did seem to me that that language sort of fit with the model we're supposed to be working under the CPB. Also, I was kind of thinking about what I was hearing there with the national coordinators going to be working with the manager of each station to, you know, sort of for uniformity, I guess. But there needs to be a national programming strategy, I think, was part of what you had before, right? So perhaps the question is, do we have, you know, elaborate a national programming strategy or demand that one be created, essentially?
Okay, you raised some different questions. In terms of the national strategy, currently we as an organization do not have any goals for audience growth. We have tried to discuss this in the past, and for a variety of reasons, that those discussions have gone nowhere. But we're now 4 years into audience erosion that's occurring at all the local stations. Things like our time spent listening is down to an average of 5 hours per week. So audience growth is no longer something that we non-radio professionals in the PNB are talking about out of ignorance. Growth is a necessity for the network and the local stations to survive. And
sure.
that's why we're talking about the necessity of there being a national strategy for growth. What we're asking the local stations to do in this resolution, which George has helped clarify, I think, for us, is basically say that each station should develop and write out what their program goals for growth are, whether it deals simply with quantifiable stuff, Or you know, they may also want to deal with qualifiable issues. But to begin with, we know that we have to have goals for all of the stations to reach more listeners, to convert more listeners to members, and to try to reach people that are non-renewing.
Rob, I think, I'm sorry for interrupting, but I think that the issue that Ian raised was reinserting the concept of an overall national strategy that Nathan had recommended deleting.
Yeah, and I'm responding to that.
Okay,
and
I don't think the issue of needing goals is the problem. It's should there be an overall national strategy?
Well, there's not, okay, very briefly, from my perspective, if there aren't local station goals for growth, there is not likely to be a workable national strategy for audience growth. And that's why I worded it that way. Does anyone else, George, do you have any perspective on this particular resolution at this point? Pound, pound one. Okay.
Uh-oh, somebody walked.
Can I say something in that case?
Sure, of course, Shirley. Of course,
I think the only issue is I think we all agree, and I think Nathan agrees, on the issue of goals. The issue is if we view this as part of a national strategy or not. Otherwise, the way, Nathan, I have to say, the way you have edited this, it kind of leaves it up to every station GM. Whereas if it's conceived of as part of an overall national strategy, I think it's something that's viewed as we're going to move on this, folks. You're part of this larger effort, not that you have the option of doing it or not, just because we say you're responsible to do it. So, frankly, I would go along with Ian and say I would not want the language about overall national strategy deleted.
That's fine. I don't object. I was just putting it out there as the idea of developing a national strategy to me, this is really a minor point. I don't want to make a big thing about it. But developing a national strategy seems like a bigger process than just kind of, you know, it would seem to involve getting together and talking about it as a group, and I'm great with that if that's what we're talking about.
This is Stacy from Houston.
Stacy, thank you.
And I think it's my opinion right now that the network is, you know, failing, and that we need some cohesive national programming, and we need to have some leadership. And what we've been doing thus far hasn't been working all that well, and I'm happy to go ahead and let national have some power, frankly, and make some decisions. Give it a shot. You know, it may work. I say give national some power. That's what I say.
I'd like to move in, if it's necessary. I don't know if it is, because basically Nathan was moving to amend it. I would like to just keep it and drop. Nathan is willing to withdraw his change.
Is there any objection to leaving the opening paragraph the way it reads? Okay. Now, in the second paragraph, Nathan basically put in a sentence that says the review and evaluation processes and procedures shall be developed in consultation with the network programming coordinator. I think that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I think that although the programming policy says that stations do not have to use the same procedures, a uniform procedure, they do have to have an evaluation procedure, and I think it would be very helpful for Nathan or even stations like KPFT that have basically embarked on an evaluation process to work with, you know, everybody that's doing some of these things well should be sharing their progress with the rest of the station. So I think that Nathan's that sentence in Nathan's is fine. I'm just unclear. I've lost track of the ending language for the last sentence in the second paragraph, Nathan. Could you read that to me again?
Oh, sure. Instead of just consulted and documented, I put included in these review and evaluation processes.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Okay.
That sounds great.
Included.
I move to approve Nathan's change.
Second.
In that paragraph.
Yeah, if there are no objections, we're going to go ahead and roll that into the text. Then we have two more paragraphs before the end of that resolution. Is there any other discussion or proposed changes about the issue of allocating budgetary and staffing resources, finding ways to publicize local station programming in other media, and submitting the goals and measures for local station growth to the programming committee by the GMs in December on the 31st, and submitting it, the whole package, to the PNB in January 2009. Any other discussion of those items? Then, if there are no objections, we're in agreement that's...
One minor thing, and it's totally minor, but just to make it sound slightly less hokey, could we change the internet to online outlets?
I'm sorry, can we change which?
In the bullet point, encouraging programmers to place articles, blah, 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 just change the internet to online outlets.
Sure. Including online outlets?
I just think it sounds better.
Okay.
It sounds very sexy, Nathan. We like it. Okay, now we're moving to, I think this is the last resolution.
Okay, wait. So
yes.
let me get, let's get a motion to approve resolution 2.
Okay. Well, if there are no objections to the two or three changes that we've discussed with Nathan, then we'll adopt the second resolution by acclamation. But if we want to vote on it, we can do that. We didn't do that on the first one. We just adopted it by acclamation.
Are there any objections? Can we do that?
No objections. I hear no objections.
No objections.
Okay, the third resolution reads as follows. Resolved, the PNB will establish a work group to develop criteria for acceptable underwriting of programming by nonprofit groups. The work group will report back to the PNB at the January meeting. Now, a number of people from different signal areas have suggested that we take a look at underwriting if it doesn't do violence to our editorial control and ownership. And what this does is it suggests that a group be appointed to look at criteria by which underwriting could be accepted, but not by corporations, but it says specifically by nonprofit groups. The work group will then report back to the PNB at the January meeting. The only
Nathan has language that makes this a little bit more acceptable to me because
okay.
I have grave concerns about any underwriting.
Okay. Nathan, would you like to enlighten us?
Yeah, it's just swapping out one word, which is instead of the word establish, it's the word consider. I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. Instead of the word develop, it's the word consider. The PMB will establish a work group to consider criteria, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't implicitly argue for it, basically.
I think, this is Dan.
Dan, yes, go ahead.
I think we have to establish it. I think the situation we're in, we need funding, and it will improve our programming. And speaking as somebody who's vice president of a foundation, I don't see the problem with it. You have to figure out a way to do it where the editorial control is clear and it's with the station or with the network and not with the funder. And I think public broadcasting has done a terrific job with that. You know, they run commercials, and that's horrible, I think. But the only time I've seen a serious problem with it was with this Ken Burns World War II series, where it was kind of like a perfect storm. And their problem really was they accepted government funding. And they had a problem with the Congress putting pressure on them.
Rob, can you put me on the list, please?
Yeah, me too, Rob.
Dan, before you finish, so given the changes that Nathan has suggested, do you feel that does violence to which?
Well, my understanding was that he said the PNB will consider a work group rather than establish
a work criteria.
Group.
Criteria.
To consider criteria.
No.
I mean, in order to consider them, it's got to develop them.
Well, okay.
Well.
I wait my turn.
I think it needs to be more, it needs to be strong.
Well, what
and
you want to go back to develop?
Develop is stronger than consider, but I, sorry, I misunderstood.
I vehemently object, because once you say develop, it's based on the assumption that underwriting will be done, and I think that we aren't there. The PMB needs to decide that. You, Dan, it would help if you talk to RGM, who came from another public radio station and is pretty clear about the problems of underwriting even from nonprofits. And people are influenced by these things. First of all, what nonprofits have enough money to underwrite to make a difference? and those are nonprofits, that may in fact be somewhat problematic. But it begins to influence what people think. Should we do this? I'm vehemently opposed to the underwriting, and to me, having considered criteria really means that we've accepted the notion. And I don't think that Pacifica has accepted that motion. I think this is really jumping the gun, and I strenuously object to language that implies that we have agreed to underwriting and all we have to do is develop criteria.
Yes, is there someone else? Someone else spoke up?
Ian.
Ian, yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I completely agree with Sherna. The problem with underwriting and foundation funding, I mean, there's a whole like website about left gatekeeping, where you can find out that, you know, the money that the Tides Fund gives out, you know, comes from like, you know, the Rockefellers and stuff. It's just a bad, bad cycle to go into. We need to, you know, the fact is once you have, an idea that you're going to be taking money from people, you have to start, doing things that they're going to want to support. And, you know, really the editorial content control should not be either at the national or the station level. It should be at the level of the individual or collective, programmers. The fact is that programmers should be making their own decisions. And, you know, when money enters into the picture, immediately you start changing what's going to be done.
Right. But, in fairness to Dan, the second sentence is that the work group will report back to the PNB at the January meeting. And what that means is that they're going to bring their findings back and the PNB decides to do something, nothing, or, you know. So
this work group,
this does not presume that whatever they come up with is going to be adopted. It has to be presented.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I object and I think it's a bad idea really what we need to be doing is improving our listener support, which means having programming that listeners want to listen to and therefore support when they listen more. And, you know, making programs that, you know, the Tides Fund or Bill Moyers or someone else is going to approve of, George Soros, whoever's got the big bucks, that seems like that's not going to help us. In fact, that's going to make us sound more like our competition.
Okay.
I wonder.
This is George. Could I be on the stack?
Yes, George. George, and then I heard Soraya. So, George, could you go, and Soraya, you'll follow George, if you please.
I mean, the objections to underwriting are, have been expressed, and I think people get that, and no one wants to see us go down the road of having our editorial content and our mission compromised by taking money from any group of people, whether they're nonprofits or not. But this resolution basically says put a work group together and see if they can come up with some way of establishing criteria which will meet those kinds of considerations, where people will be comfortable with the kinds of ways we're doing it. And so it seems to me it's not prejudging the issue at all, it's just having a goal of putting it in front of the PNB so they can make an informed decision about whether they want to go in that direction or not. And it seems to me that's worth doing, and it doesn't prejudice anything else that we're doing. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't develop more programming and better programming. We've already said we're going to try to do that. But this is an additional funding source that we might want to consider. I think we should have it considered. And the work group's task would be to try to deal with the kinds of objections that people are raising, which certainly I feel also, but I think there ought to be a shot at doing that. So I think we should go ahead with this resolution.
And put me back on the stack, please, Rob.
All right, Soraya, and then Sherna. And if Sherna, when you come back, if you can consider some language that might satisfy both yourself and the others, that would be great. Soraya, you're on deck.
I'm going to go very soon to a meeting I have to go to. By 6:30 I have to leave after this thing.
Okay.
I'm seeing. I had a hard time with it even last night when you were reading it to me, and I read it again today. I think it would be wrong to involve, you know, many organizations now, they call themselves nonprofit, all these big religious groups, and I think it will destroy the station more, and in the level of even a programmer, I decide, like, as a programmer, to accept money from the Zionist group. Does that mean it's okay? Because it means that I have to do the things they want me to do. And I think this resolution is a little bit, it either needs work, or I don't know why we should have it. That's what my opinion of this one is.
And you don't feel that there's a way that we can simply have a group to look at what criteria would enable this to occur without doing violence?
No, because when you involve other people to underwriting and controlling the station, it's going to become like KQED and more than that.
Okay. I thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
I understand what you're saying. Sherna, I think you're up next.
Yeah. I think that the cart's being put before the horse. I really believe that the PNB has to be debating this. There's no matter what language is here, it implies that we agree that underwriting by nonprofits, this doesn't even say nonprofits now, by the way.
Yes, it does. It says nonprofit groups.
The Rob one did. I took it out of mine.
Nathan took it out. Nathan! Bad Nathan! Anyhow, I think it's putting the cart before the horse. This is a big debate. Obviously, as you could tell from Ian and me, many of us at KPFK, including our GM, because some of the paid staff raised this, and he was very clear about why he objected to it.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It should be a debate. I think that any wording implies that we should do it. And I think there needs to be a debate and then set up a working group to consider criteria if the agreement is that we should do it as long as we have certain criteria and these need to be established. So I really feel very strongly that it should be totally eliminated. And if it's not eliminated, then I think to consider criteria. I really have a problem with the whole thing, and I would vote against it and feel very strongly about it.
Do we want to try to adopt some compromise language that suggests that the PNB will debate this issue and consider establishing a working group, or do we want to just have a simple vote for it up or down?
Well, I would certainly, I think that something that said we urge the PNB to adopt a position on underwriting by nonprofits and then let the PNB establish a working group if it does adopt a resolution that they do want it. But I think, it really is putting the cart before the horse and is making an assumption.
So you're suggesting that the language should read something like, the PNB shall debate and adopt a position with respect to accepting underwriting for programming from nonprofit groups.
Well, that's...
Subject to this adoption, it will develop a working group to report...
No. I think that's a biased wording.
All right, then I think we better vote this up or down.
I would say something like, we recommend that the PNB take a position on underwriting by nonprofit groups. And then obviously, if they take a position that it should be done, then the next step would be for the PNB to have a working group.
Rob?
Yeah?
It's Who's Lori.
That? Lori?
It's Lori.
Thank you.
I think that any of this, the language in this resolution, if we can change it just a bit, I think it's a great movement in the right direction. I've been here almost 2 years, and I have seen very little movement in that direction, and I'd like to see something go forward, and I think it's a great start.
You like the language as it is?
I do, actually. I think it would work.
I think we need to vote. Yeah,
I
think we
need to be on the stack.
Is Soraya still on the call?
Who's that?
Stacy.
Oh, hey, Stacy, go ahead.
I'm just going to call the question when it gets to be my turn, so
okay,
if anybody else wants to get there before me.
It's your turn, Stacy, so you can...
I call the question.
Okay.
I thought I was introducing a substitute, but okay.
Can we call the question on the substitute?
All right. Everyone in favor, I think I'm doing this right, but George, you can snag me if I'm wrong. We're going to ask now whether people would like to consider a substitute or vote this motion up or down. Is that correct, Stacy?
No. You first have to vote.
First have to vote on the substitute.
First
okay.
have to vote on calling the question, then vote on the substitute.
Oh.
Okay. So then, if I'm not misunderstanding, what we're doing is voting up or down the existing language.
No.
Okay. We're voting on the substitute,
you're
saying?
We're voting on the substitute. If the
okay.
substitute fails...
And what is the substitute motion, Sherna?
The substitute is, we recommend that the PNB adopt a position on underwriting by nonprofit groups.
Second.
I'll be right with you. Okay, so the what we're voting on now is Sherna's motion, which reads, we recommend the PNB adopt a position on underwriting by non-profit groups. And I'm going to call the roll of everyone that I think is on the call. Saraya Sayati?
I think she had to go off.
Okay, Sherna Gluck?
Yes.
Okay. Ian Johnston?
Yes.
Jennifer Jaeger?
Yes.
Okay. George Ryder? George?
Pound one, George.
Stacy Davis?
Yes.
Did George vote?
No, not yet. I don't know if he's on the call or if he's trying to find his mute toggle. Wesley Bethune?
Stacy, yes. What was your vote?
George, did you just vote? Stacy?
I don't have Stacy's vote recorded here.
Stacy voted yes.
Okay.
Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Okay. Noodles?
Yep.
Michelle?
Yep.
Dan Logan?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Lori Taguma?
I think the language in either of the cases is fine, as long as
okay.
it moves forward. Yes, that's fine.
Okay. So, Sherna, were you counting?
Yeah. I have...
Yes.
don't count that, yes.
I was recording, so I have 1, 2, 3... Is George back on?
George, are you there? Sounds like not.
I have 7 yeses, 1 abstention.
Okay.
So
then I guess it's not necessary.
Motion passes, and then now I believe...
Well, I think you said adopt.
Now don't we vote on...
I think we just adopted the substitute. Now we got to officially vote on the motion, essentially.
No, if we've... Someone correct me if I'm wrong. If we've adopted... Sherna's substitute motion, that substitutes lying motion.
This is Stacy from
Stacey.
Houston. And it seems like that substitute motion actually could be thought of as a friendly amendment, even though it wasn't worded as such.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like, look, if they, I don't know, maybe if you could do like an, and if they adopt, and if they decide to go forward with this, then they should go ahead and start working on it, you know? Does that
right.
make sense? Okay.
Okay, but the question...
So I don't know. It seems like both can have... I would like to vote yes on both of them.
Yes.
That's what
okay.
I'm saying.
I hear you. Me
okay.
too.
Okay. Rob?
Yes?
Point
yes.
of order? In fact, that's the reason why you have a second vote now. Because the question is to substitute one motion over another.
Right.
And so that's what we just voted yes on. And so
right.
now you vote to approve what you just did.
Thank you for your guidance.
It's a technical thing.
And let me also respond. If the substitute is not an amendment, obviously, if the PMB decides that they want to consider underwriting by nonprofit groups, the next step is setting up criteria. And any one of you who are on the PNB, should that be the position, then should introduce a motion to set up a work group.
Or proposed criteria.
Right, right. That's
Yeah, either way.
That's elegantly logical. Mike, what I'm struggling with right now is we're now going to go to the underlying motion, and what we're asking people to do is to either support the underlying motion as it originally existed in the language,
or adopt the substitute,
or to adopt the substitute.
Okay? No, Rob, actually, that's what we just did. We adopted the substitute. Now we have to adopt the substituted language officially, though usually people forget to do it.
You're saying that what we're doing is asking people if they want to substitute that language for the existing language.
And that's what we just did at a 7-to-1 abstention vote.
So what vote do we take now? I mean, you've told
you just vote basically, you know, up or down, do we carry the language that we just approved? And that would be probably a yes for most of the people, though sometimes people will approve the substitute motion or for some other tactical reason, I guess.
Right. I have a question.
Just a minute, Lori. I want to get clarity here. What we're doing now is we're voting to substitute the language that we just agreed on for the original language.
Right.
Or am I wrong, Ian?
Negative. We just did that. That's what we just accomplished in that last vote. We substitute.
So now we're asking people, this is now the substitute motion.
I know it's illogical, but
so do you vote it up or do you vote it down? Right?
In other words, you've already approved that the substitute motion is what we're voting on, and now we vote.
Okay.
Essentially.
Okay.
So
now, the motion now is the substitute language,
right,
which reads, we recommend the PNB adopt a position on underwriting by nonprofit groups.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's what you agree to, vote yes. If you disagree with it, please vote no.
Okay.
Saraya Sayati?
I think she's off the call now.
Okay, well, I'm giving her an opportunity to be on it if she is. Sherna Gluck?
Yes.
Okay. Ian Johnston?
Yes.
Jennifer Jaeger?
Yes.
George Ryder? Stacy Davis? Pound, pound, one of you there, Stacy. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay, Stacey and Wesley, both. Okay. Michelle Smith?
Yes.
Dan Logan?
I'm abstaining again.
Abstain. Lori Taguma?
I have a question. Does this replace all of the whole first resolution?
Yes.
It does.
Yeah, it replaces all of the language.
Okay. Abstain.
Okay. All right, so, Sherna, we have...
Just quickly, because I have to go. There's a curfew in Houston, and...
Yes.
But I would like to somehow go back and include the original language as well, and say, and make a motion that the PNB, if they approve underwriting, go ahead and start looking for parameters to make that happen. Or go back to the original language. If we could just do it real quick, if we can't, then whatever.
What I'm recommending is that the directs who are on this city, at the PNB, should there be a decision to accept underwriting by nonprofit groups as a possibility, then move either specific criteria or to form a working group.
I didn't catch any of that.
That if indeed the PNB should decide that they think it would be a good idea to adopt underwriting by nonprofit groups, then any of the directors who are on this committee should then to establish a working group to develop criteria.
Yeah. Yes. How about yes? Can I hang up now?
It would be up to them to bring it forward, and I'm sure that they will. that's the case. But we're not putting the cart before the horse now. We are asking the PNB to take a position. And then if they take a position, whoever has an idea of, you know, what the criteria might be can bring that forth.
Well, I mean, what Stacy was saying is that if we would include the language to say, in the event that the PNB decides to pursue this, it shall then move to establish a working group to set criteria.
Well, that's the whole motion.
Yeah, I gotta say, it seems like that prejudges the vote of the PNB or the sentiment of the PNB on that issue, which, you know,
right,
I think
I understand. I'm trying not to dilute our unity on some of these aspects. So we've got now a shorter one sentence resolution, and we're to the last paragraph, which reads: the PNB's programming committee members for the balance of this calendar year will seek ways to work directly with the LSB program councils and program committees, with general managers, program directors, and programmers to solicit their input and promote a collaborative process to implement programming policies, goals, and plans. Now, Nathan, did you have any suggestions for that?
I don't think I have any more. I think pretty sure that exhausts my list of suggestions.
Okay. Basically, a couple of members of this committee were concerned that we were still not opening ourselves to discussion with programmers and staff about this. So what we're saying is that we're going to do individually and as a committee everything we can to open up dialogue with those folks. I think obviously the way to do that is through Nathan's good offices.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the last paragraph, and although it's not really a resolution, it's basically an expression of what the committee wants. Is there any discussion or amendments to that at this point?
Well, you know, I wonder if we should put the National Program Director in here, so it's to work directly with the National Program Director, LSC Program Councils, and Program Committees.
The Network Programming Board. Okay.
In consultation with.
To work directly in consultation with?
Should work, instead of directly, work in consultation with? To work in
consultation. You can just add network programming coordinator to the list there with general managers and program directors, perhaps, or were you thinking of a more active role where somehow I coordinate the whole kit and caboodle?
No, that would be fine, because, in fact, that to me, does represent what we have in the national programming policy. But what was, I like the word collaborate, where was that? Who recommended will seek ways to work.
Collaboration is at the very end of the sentence.
Right, but was someone saying instead of directly, say collaboratively? Is that what?
No, I think Lori just suggested that we might want to suggest work in consultation with rather than work directly with.
Okay. Work in consultation with?
What's your deal, Dougie? Hold on one side or out?
Hello? What was that?
Did you guys hear me? I'm sorry, I had my thumb over the hole.
It sounded like someone was speaking in a Martian.
So would you read it with that change? So everyone.
Okay, yeah, here's the change. The change reads, the PNB's programming committee members for the balance of this calendar year will seek ways to work in consultation with the network programming coordinator, LSB program councils and program committees, and with the general managers, program directors, and programmers to solicit their input and promote a collaborative process to implement programming policies, goals, and plans.
Now, I think Nathan had suggested putting National Programming Coordinator after Program Directors rather than before. I don't know which. I
you
think
just,
it's probably
you
better
just
first.
Threw me off my horse, Shona.
Sorry. Nathan, is there a reason for you suggesting to put it after Program Directors?
No, the order really had no meaning to me.
Okay. It's fine if you read it, Rob, then.
So we're okay now with that?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Then,
we did it.
Then I think we have completed our work, and the only thing I need to do is, after we have adjourned, I want to go through this word by word with Shona so that we've got the exact language.
Yeah. I'm going to send it to you. This I'm back online, so I can actually send you.
Well, I'd rather just have you read it through to me so that we're both clear and we can both make changes.
Oh, okay.
If that's all the same to you. And I'd like to thank everyone, particularly new members like Michelle and Lori, who's very, very busy at WOJB. She has her own Pacifica type conflicts going on.
Thank you all for your support and feedback.
And Jennifer,
Lori, great having you finally back on the committee.
And Jennifer Jaeger, who's been uprooted from New York to Santa Monica.
Hello.
And Soraya, I really, really appreciate everyone's support this evening.
Well, thank you for all your hard work.
Thank you for your hard work.
Thanks, Rob.
Being such a good steward here, Rob.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rob.
Will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I would enter one.
Second.
Enter a motion to adjourn. Then, hearing no objections, the meeting is adjourned at 9:44.
Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Bye.
Appreciate it.
Good night, y'all.
Bye.